I'm Richard Winters. Welcome to Unbridled. When I was 12 years old, my folks bought me a subscription to Western Horseman magazine. And I would peruse through those pages, read all the articles, read all the ads. Until I was 21 years old, my folks bought me a subscription every year. Then they said I was on my own, and I've bought that subscription ever since. In the very back of that magazine, there's a little ad, and I don't know how long it's been there, but it's been there a long time. And in that little classified ad, it says that if I will mail them a certain amount of money, they will mail me back a book and a videotape, and I can make my own saddle, the art of saddle making. I'm thinking, my goodness, for $39, I could make my own saddle? And if that ad has been in there all that time, don't you imagine there's been a few people that got motivated, that got excited, that went out and bought that tape, got that book, went down to Tandy Leather, got all the equipment, bought the tools, brought all that stuff home, laid it out in the middle of the living room while their wife was looking at them sideways, thinking, what in the world are you doing? He says, honey, I'm going to make my own saddle. I'm going to save a bunch of money. And he's excited, and he goes to work, and he goes to cutting and carving and pasting and putting together for a while, and then he gets busy. And then the saddle gets moved off to the side room. And then Christmas time, his wife says, you need to haul that out to the garage. You know what? That half-built saddle's been sitting in that garage for years now. You know that has happened. Because aren't we all excited? Aren't we all motivated to start a new project? Whether it's building a new saddle or rebuilding the engine in our car. But sometimes we lose motivation and the excitement is gone. And what I want to tell you today here at Cowboy Church is God is not like that. He does not start projects and not finish them. In the book of Philippians, in verse 6, chapter 1, says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it even until the day of Jesus Christ. God is not finished with you. Sometimes we get to thinking, oh, I remember it seemed like me and God had something going on 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or when I was a kid. A lot of water under the bridge since then and now. My goodness, that was a mortgage, three kids, and two wives ago. I think God has put me on a back shelf. I don't think he pays any attention to me anymore. Folks, that is not true. The good work that he has started in you, he will continue to perform it, even until the day of Jesus Christ. I don't know if you ever read a Louis L'Amour book. They're kind of all the same, those great Westerns. I began to read those books when I was a kid, and there was this tough guy, and there was a ranch that he was working on, and there was a pretty gal, and there was a bunch of cows, and here come some bad guys, and they take all the cows away, and they take the girl away, and they start shooting at this fella that's in the book, and he's hiding behind some rocks, and he's thinking, oh, I'm going to get killed. You ever felt like you were in that position, hiding behind some rocks, people shooting at you? Well, in the Louis L'Amour books, that generally happens right around chapter 12. And I suppose you could just close the book at chapter 12 and say, I can't handle any more of this. This is looking too bleak. This is a sorry situation. Or you can keep reading, because by chapter 14 and 15, you know what happens? That guy gets out from behind those rocks. He gets those bad guys. He runs and grabs a girl. He gets all the cattle back, and they live happily ever after, and they ride off into the sunset. Louis L'Amour had a plan for that book, and there was some tension in the middle, but he wasn't done writing. In the book of Hebrews, the Bible says that God is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's not going to start writing the story of your life and then say, oh, I'm going to go on and start another book now. I'm not going to write anymore about this fella. No, he's continuing to work in your life. But I would encourage you not to get nervous and not to give up hope and not to do as some people do, and I've probably been guilty of it myself, to take the pen out of God's hand and start writing myself to try to somehow get out from behind this rock and get out from behind the problems and perceived situation that I'm in. I need to let God continue to work these things out for me. So be encouraged today, whatever your situation in life. And my goodness, we all have a story, don't we? We all have things going on in our life, and you might have more questions than you have answers right now. But if you'll trust God, if you'll believe God, the good work that He has started in you, He will continue to perform it even until the day of Jesus Christ. He has good things in store for you. He has exciting plans for you. He's just asking you to check back in with Him and visit with Him. That might be a good thing to do today. I appreciate you joining us this week for Unbridled. I hope this message is a help to you. Now go out and have a great day. I'm Richard Winters. Thanks for listening.